T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, top of the hour here. Last day of training camp, by the way. But right now it's time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's training camp, 12-a-days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word ODD to 72881 and you're registered. That's ODD, O-D-D, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. The 9 a.m. code word, ODD.
Right, I'm not going to. There's nothing to add to that.
Why not?
A lot of odd stuff around this show right now.
So what does that mean?
No, we just been a lot of crazy, crazy stuff. Some of the stories. This has been a weird year for sports, by the way. Like a guy got fired for giving his opinion, and if it had been opinion about anything else except Kawhi Leonard, he'd still have a job.
Correct.
But he happened to be working for the Clippers. We're talking about Bruce Bowen, former Miami Heat player, gives his opinion about Kawhi Leonard with, by the way, which was everybody's topic for a long time. Everybody, like, you know, whether he's being kind of a wimp or he had a good point, whatever side you're on about him wanting to be out and a couple of the veteran players turning on him thinking he was healthy enough to play or all the stuff. And the medical doctors, which, hey, listen, the medical doctor has given the team information that's not matching you, that's a problem. I totally agree. But whatever. Listen, Kawhi has looked bad at times too because he doesn't talk. So Bruce Bowen comes out and rips the guy. Well, comes find out he's going to be a free agent after this year. Clippers know he wants to come back to L.A. They're hoping it won't be the Lakers. It'll be the Clippers. So they said, well, we got to let you go because we don't want Kawhi to know you're affiliated with us since he knows you're ripping him and it wouldn't look good and might hurt our chances of getting him if you're in an employee of the Clippers. So Bruce Bowen ends up lost his ESPN gig.
That's
now
right.
Lose his job as a TV analyst for the LA Clippers.
It's a weird situation, but that's how the sports world is nowadays. You gotta coddle guys.
You realize,
and worry about it.
He could have talked about anybody else that was under contract, either that the Clippers didn't want or figured they'd never get, and nothing would be said.
Joe, he could have talked about guys on the Clippers. He could have ripped guys on the Clippers and probably kept his job. This is a guy that they potentially, and when I say potentially, there's a chance, there's maybe a 10% chance he goes to the Clippers. Yeah. But in that small percentage, Joe, they think by getting rid of Bruce Bowen, because he was critical on Kawhi Leonard, maybe we'll still have that shot to get him. It's the most ridiculous thing I've seen in sports in the last couple days, but it doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. It just doesn't shock
me
anymore.
It is a crazy one. There is no question. We had another story that had some people pretty fired up this morning, and whatever. I mean, listen, everybody's going to be talking about this. And I just asked this question to everybody driving in. I want to ask you this. Is it possible that an assistant coach in a big football program gets a DUI and the head coach wouldn't know? Is there any chance that that could take place?
You want my answer on that? My answer
is no
chance.
I'm just curious. I would like 56022. I would like to ask you, in a big program like Ohio State, where the assistant coach – Zach Smith, who's been with Urban Meyer for a long time, in 2013 gets a DUI and comes out and says Urban Meyer never knew anything about it. I kept it from him. Well, you might have kept it from him, but when somebody gets a DUI, it's kind of a big deal. Like, I just, there's only 9 coaches, not 24 coaches. Not that that matters. This is amazing, nobody, that you get a DUI and nobody finds out. And you're able to keep this quiet. And we had some people going, hey, it's not Urban Meyer's job to know. I can see where he wouldn't know. You know, if the coach doesn't tell him, how the hell is he supposed to know? Well, you got a lot of people that work in your program. And their job is to be a rat on everything that might affect the program. And it's also protect the program and protect Urban Meyer, that you want to know everything. I'm with you guys. I have trouble believing that Urban Meyer, that the chances of him not knowing about this are slim and none.
Nah, I think there's zero.
I just think
there's zero chance. Coaches know what's going on with everybody, all the players on their team.
Back in 2013, so it was 5 years ago.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if it was 10 years ago. The guy got a DUI, and you're telling me that you had no idea. Zero clue. No one told you. No security told you. None of the wives were talking, and they found out about this. None of the other coaches found out and said something to Herb. None of the players found out from somebody. Hey, you know, Coach Smith got a DUI last night. It's crazy. I heard it from one of the security guys. Yeah, you're telling me that nobody in this locker room, in those meetings, nothing, no security, nobody at the school? I mean, Joe,
guys,
it's really hard to believe.
Wouldn't send something over. I don't know. Hey, I understand when you're in a college town, but you're talking about a big-time program. You're talking about Ohio State. You're talking about a monster. A big, big, profitable program that everything wouldn't leak out there about everything. We've seen things in the past.
Yeah, I mean,
tattoo part, everything. I just
find it hard to believe. If that's the story that they're going to go with and Urban's going to go with, that's fine. But it looks bad, Joe.
Urban's a hands-on guy on top of it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, oh, the program's so big, there's no way you could ever know everything about it. You're just making stuff up. Really? Because I can tell you, University of Miami, if they accidentally go out the wrong door, people are all over it.
Let me read you a couple texts. 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota. Text line. First one, this happens down here at the U. Death penalty from all the media all over the place. No way Urban Meyer didn't know. That's a joke and a cover-up. They paid the assistant off to say that he made Urban Meyer look good. It's ridiculous. Joe, there's no way that he didn't know. First of all, he would have had to miss work due to being locked up for the night or the day. He has to miss work due to court dates and probation and losing your license. Urban Meyer's a liar. And another guy, which is funny, my ex-wife's fourth husband got a DUI in Hawaii, and we found out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Here's a guy. No way that happens in a small college town and the head coach doesn't know. There's the one out of all of them that I'll read and say, that's the same. Anything that happened in one of those small towns.
I thought the same thing.
It's just ridiculous.
By the way, even a college town where football rules, maybe in the old days that stuff used to be the campus police used to say, hey, we'll cover it up, coach. We know you need them. No reason for this to get out. But those days are done now. People are getting fired for that. The good old boy network stuff in these small towns, they can't do that anymore because people are losing their jobs.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's a bad lie by Urban Meyer. That's all I have to say. I mean, I don't know for sure. You can't know for sure, but my best guess is he had to know something about this. Maybe he didn't hear directly from the police department about this or directly from Zach Smith about this, but you're telling me no one else knew and no one else told him, Joe? Yeah, don't believe that.
Well, Urban has said in the past when he was at Florida, he believes in giving guys second chances.
Sure.
And he did come out and say, I might have gone too far. He had 31 arrests.
Yeah.
I might have gone, you know, given guys too many opportunities and, you know, maybe.
A couple national championships. That'll do it
also. Yeah, of course. You think he's going to apologize for those?
No.
But, so anyway, this thing comes out. And by the way, it didn't even come out from the investigation. I think it came out from a writer. Was able to investigate and find out more on this whole thing. So we're in about the middle of this investigation now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Through these 2 weeks they said it would take to find stuff.
It hasn't been 2 weeks yet. It felt like it's been almost 2 weeks.
This is just bad. Look at bad look. And by the way, I still don't think Urban Meyer will get fired. I think he could get suspended without pay, which will really kill him, making him $7, $8 million a year. But anyway, that was
a
crazy, crazy story. As far as out here at Dolphins camp, we had Matt Burke. We heard from him yesterday, the Finns defensive coordinator, who made no bones about it, wasn't happy after the Tampa Bay game. By the way, he shouldn't have been. That opening drive from his number ones looked like those guys didn't want to be there the way they played. Tampa Bay's passing game, 37-47, 326 yards and a sack, not good. So Matt Burke is like, hey, I'll play young guys. They better be ready to go. I don't want to hear any excuse about anybody, whether you're a rookie or a veteran, not knowing the system and lining up properly and playing with passion. I think, and we got to see it today, how it works when they go to team. But Bobby McCain looks like he's going to move out to cornerback ahead of Tankersley, McTyre, and Lippitt. Jerome Baker, the third-round pick out of Ohio State, could be moving to outside linebacker as a starter. Minkah Fitzpatrick will move inside in Bobby McCain's position, which would allow him to play with all three safeties. And on top of that, the coach has come out, Adam Gase, and said, I'm going to play 11 best guys. So
that's
don't
your 11 best, play them.
So if I got to play three safeties, part of my best pass defense, then we're definitely going to do it. By the way, here's Matt Burke yesterday, not real excited about the preseason game or the way his team's practicing.
I mean, maybe in OTAs, you know, I mean, that's part of what we're doing, and maybe to now, but, you know, I know it was alluded to earlier. I mean, at some point, you know, everyone thinks you have a lot of time left, but this clock starts ticking real quick in terms of the season and getting guys that have to play. So you have to, you know, rookie mistakes all cute, but at some point you got to be ready to perform for us on Sunday. So that window, if it isn't closed yet, it's closing pretty rapidly. So
I don't think we're close to anything right now, to be honest with you. So, again, we're keep rolling groups and keep rolling positions until, you know, it's really up to them. I mean, until someone grabs a hold of it and says, this is my spot and I'm not letting it go, and I'm showing you day in and day out consistently that I'm going to perform at the level you guys want us to perform at, then I'll say, okay, that's your job, let's go. But until that happens, we're going to keep mixing and matching and find out who can handle that adversity and handle those adjustments.
Matt Burke.
Not sounding very happy.
Well, he wasn't yelling and screaming, but he got right to it that we can't have. We have a base defense, and we got guys making mistakes on base defense, and guys are open, and we're getting knocked around, and guys are getting knocked off the ball, like on that opening drive. So I'm glad. I'm glad.
Isn't it worse sometimes when the coach doesn't yell and he sounds very calm about ripping somebody and ripping the team? It's almost worse.
I don't think there's a lot of ripping going on anymore, Zach, in the league. I think guys just, you do your job or you don't. If you don't, I think the days of
individually ripping
guys. I just think we live in a different time now where people aren't screaming and yelling and going crazy. I really do. I think it's a different time. No more getting called in and just getting ripped. They call you in and give you that, hey, we're going to go in a different direction. Anyway, we got to go to break. Nat Moore is going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to one of the Miami Dolphins' great receivers of all time as we get set here live at Dolphins training camp. We'll also check in. We got to check in on the text machine. No question about
that. More for Club Inferno when Nat comes up.
Oh, yeah, Nat. You love
that.
You
know where my questions are
going. Yeah, 560-22 if you want to jump aboard with us here. Right now, though, I want to talk about sports-related injuries, man. Sooner or later, they happen to everybody. The question is, where do the pros go? I must get that every day. Joe, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I go, well, the Dolphins, the Heat, and the Panthers, that's easy. I can tell you where their athletes go. They go to Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. When you look at the doctors like Uribe, Yagnik, Vijak, Heckman, Selznick, Swartzen, you look at foot and ankle specialists like San Giovanni and Dr. Hodgkins. Man, these guys are good. Unbelievable results. Hey, it doesn't matter who you are. It's about getting back out playing the sports you love the most. It's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Had both my knees scoped in the last year and a half, and listen, they're good, man. I want you to have the same great results. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho, and you can see those same doctors who work on million-dollar athletes every day at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Welcome back here live to Dolphins training camp, which, by the way, is the last day. They're closing it down. I'm not even getting Nat Moore going on the old school days of we being about the middle of camp right now.
Well, I want to ask Nat, because I asked you before, when did camp end for you guys preseason game-wise? Like, did it end before the third, after the third, before the fourth? When was it?
It was the Thursday of the last preseason game. And we were still doing two-a-days and walkthroughs at night.
Yep.
I told him the same thing, and I said, I think Coach Shula took pride in making sure he was the last guy to break camp. Why, you're finding out you're calling your buddies in different places. Oh man, we've been done for 2 weeks, man.
Wasn't that bad? Come on, now don't make coach sound that tough.
Oh no, but the stories I'm hearing from this angle.
Yeah, there were a couple teams that they came in a week later, you know, Minnesota, and they broke camp.
Yeah, that's right.
2 to 3 weeks into preseason, but you know, I look at stuff like this here. This is about bonding. This is about pulling that team together, because once the season starts, there's so many distractions. There's so many things going on. So if you can somehow or another get that team close together where they care about each other, they play for each other, they start to understand the chemistry that's necessary to win, then that's why you go to training camp.
Hey, let's jump into all the things going on here. First of all, we got a new group going into the Walk of Fame, including a guy – Nat, people never know behind the scenes, one of your favorite guys.
Of all time.
John Geisler, left tackle, number one pick out of Michigan.
You know, and everybody's forgotten about John, because John was a part of that team when Dan was the least sacked quarterback in football. They set the record of 7 sacks. But John went through a period, Joe, where 38 straight games, he didn't give up a sack.
Yeah.
You know, and half the time he's playing on one leg. I mean, he'd get his knee drained before the game, during the game, after the game, and then line up the next week. So
yeah,
he was a real warrior, and it's really an honor to be able to induct him into the Joe Robbie Alumni Plaza Walk of Fame. Very deserving.
When you go through that whole group, how do you guys decide on that? Because obviously the other guys are – you got some big horses going in there too.
Well, the thing that we're trying to do, we've sort of been remiss in doing this event strictly because we were adding some new features to the stadium, and we wanted to make sure we get all that done before we had our next Walk of Fame. So it's been 4 years since we've done it. And in the process, you're in a catch-up mode. So now we're doing 6 guys. Every Hall of Famer is in except Jason Taylor. So we're putting Jason Taylor in. Most of the Ring of Honor, how do you have a Walk of Fame if the people in the ring are not in there? So
yeah,
we're now trying to catch up with that. So we got Mark Duper, Mark Clayton going in. We got Dick Anderson going in, who I think still holds the record for most interceptions for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, how long ago was that? 50, 60 years?
Right.
I mean, and then, of course, we've got Johnny Offerdahl. The bagel guy that
is
now
he catering the event? Is that what's going on here?
We're trying to talk him into it, but he's cheap.
No, John is very,
yeah, he counts
very
every penny,
cheap.
You know? Yeah,
not bagels, nothing from the grill, nothing.
I'd like to know what that final check looked like, though, now when he sold that. It was big.
Well, you know, he is probably one of the most astute business guys that we've had around here, and he and his wife Lynn continue to do a lot of great things to earn a living, but they also do a lot of great things in the community.
He is big. He's big at giving back, supports everything that everybody's doing here in this community. You're right.
And then, of course, John Geisler, the unsung hero, and so we're trying to catch up. You know, we've got a lot of guys in the top 50 that deserve to be there that might not be in the Ring of Honor but should be in the Walk of Fame. So hopefully here in the next 4 to 5 years, we'll be able to get more guys in.
When we doing Alumni Weekend this year?
That's going to be the weekend of November 30th through December 2nd. We start with a golf tournament over at Miami Beach. A fun way to get all the guys out with our sponsors and our fans so that they can enjoy them. And then on Saturday, we're going to Wynwood Walls. It's 2 days before Art Basel, and we're going to have a chance to see the new art before everybody else sees it.
Okay.
Some of the artists will still be there, and we can't say thank you enough to Jessica Goldman and the Goldman Properties for allowing us to come in when they're setting up for the event. And then, of course, on Sunday is the actual award. We're playing the Buffalo Bills, so it's kind of fitting. You know,
right,
all these guys had great careers versus the Buffalo Bills, and except for Duper, who got kicked out of a game.
That's right.
Which cost him $50,000.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. I always crack up. I never realized. I always tell this story. So we're on a bus my rookie year, and I didn't know the history yet, and they go, you realize some of the guys on this bus never lost to the Bills in the 70s. And I go, oh, you mean up here? Mm-hmm. Or you mean down at home? Mm-hmm. He goes, no. They beat him 20 straight times.
Wow.
And I was thinking, Wait a sec. O.J. Simpson was on a bunch of those teams.
They had O.J. Simpson, Ahmad Rashad. I mean, you name it, they had it. But
that's amazing. Was, beat somebody 20 straight times.
But it was a team that measured well, and you know, it's similar to what we're looking for out here now defensively. Everybody trusted their teammates, and they stayed in a gap. I mean, I think O.J. might have got in 20 games. One game we went over 100.
Wow.
I mean, that's how good the no-name defense was. You know, everybody stayed in their gaps, and O.J. was a cutback runner, so he likes to start one way and then bring it back, but somebody was always there waiting because they knew he was going to come back. Stay at home, somebody's going to come back. And, you know, the coaches tell you this all the time on defense. If you're the outside gap, you're not going to make the play on the other side anyway. So why are you running out of there?
Stay at home.
Do your job and trust that everybody else will do theirs.
That's funny you said, stay home. How many times you said, stay home?
You can see it coming.
You got one thing to do for the cutback. You got to be there. What are you doing? Out of the play. Anyway, we do have a lot of great stuff going on. Nat, you did the first game on TV with Bob and Dick.
Saw some good things, saw some bad things. You know, Joe.
The rookies look good. Let's get to the three rookies.
Well,
before
we start judging, all right, let's reflect a little bit. That was practice. I mean, so far, have we had any knockdown, drag-out practices out here where they really get the tempo, the
that
timing,
the first time. That was the first time
so
they tackled.
I look at the first preseason game as just a practice, not really a game. This week will be the temperature gauge. This week. You know, they've had a chance to really do some hitting. They've come back. They're looking at film. They're making the adjustments. And they start to actually see the speed of the game. And even so, we had a couple rookies that really, really flashed, which is, of course, Minka and Jerome Baker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the second and third unit played pretty well.
Yeah, it was just it was disappointing for me, the ones. Defensively, I thought the offensive line looked really good. That was for me, that first group pass protection got after, and they've been the most criticized group out here through practice.
Well, think about this. We just said stay at home. And what you had was this was that first game where they get the temperature, and you're so jacked up. You're a Raekwon McMillan. You want to make a play. You want to make an impact. You've been away from the game over a year. So guess what? You're running out of there instead of staying at home. If everybody continues to take care of their gaps, defense is going to be fine. I love the way the tackles played. We didn't get a lot of pressure from the defensive end, but Cam Wake didn't play. Okay? Rashard Jones didn't play. I mean, those are your two leaders that hopefully get everybody back in sync when things are not going so well.
Well, we'll get another chance and see if they make some changes that they threatened to do this week with Bobby potentially going outside, Minka Fitzpatrick, which I think they want to do anyway, get him in the slot to cover a little bit and allows you to play T.J. McDonald and Rashad at the same time and still get your best players. And then Jerome Baker, what a great story. Haven't really talked about him much out here, kind of learning everything. He goes out just balls, open field, making tackles. You can see he can run.
Oh, yeah.
Runs
better
than all of them.
He's a natural. I mean, he get in the game, he plays. You know, you watch him out here, he's thinking. He's trying not to make mistakes. He's having problems sometimes lining up in the right spot. But once he gets in the game, instinct takes over.
Yeah.
Okay? He's what I'd call a gamer. You know, and that term gets thrown around a lot. But those kind of guys get in the game, and it's like somebody turned a switch, and they just start making plays, you know. So it's good to see that. You know, linebacker's been one of the positions that we've struggled the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, anytime we can start to get some young guys in here that seem to know what they're doing, seem to have that innate ability to read and react. I mean, we've got Zach Thomas out here today, right? Now, this young group, that's the guy you need to go look at film at.
Right.
How did you get – I mean,
what were your
study habits? I mean, you don't get better by just showing up going through practice.
And if I'm Raekwon, I'm going, Zach, you got an hour today. Yeah. Come in and spend some little time here. Tell me what you're looking at. Hey, I got suckered in Saturday and Sunday on Tiger. Couldn't turn it off, man. Waiting to see, especially Sunday. Did you watch any?
Joe, I was actually out here with Army Major Patrick Moore, and we did some stuff with Verizon, our partner, at his home and surprised him and et cetera.
That's right.
And Bo and I had a great time, and then I got in the car, and I turned on Sirius Radio. And I listened to the golf tournament from the time I left Coral Springs until I got home. And then I sat down and asked my granddaughters to bring me a little glass of water. And when the tournament was over, I was still sitting there going, I do not believe this.
Yeah.
And it's not just
that was
Tiger.
Wasn't it?
It was great to see Tiger play the way he did, but to see Koepka stand up under the gun, under the pressure.
How about that drive
and he
on 18?
Never flinched.
Just ripped it.
So I'm standing there going, okay, he's got a 2-stroke lead.
Yeah. They're talking about him hitting an iron.
Yeah, hit iron off. Man, I know he hit an iron or something, you know, just get it in play.
Safe.
You know,
yeah.
Be safe. And he takes that driver.
320, 330 right
in the
down.
Middle of the fairway.
Whoa.
I go.
Ball game.
He's in flack.
Yeah.
He's not intimidated. You know, he came out and made a couple bogeys right away.
Yeah.
Okay, and came back to the field. If you remember, I think Tiger passed him.
Missed a couple of short putts.
Then, yes.
His iron play was ridiculous.
Well, but if you look at the shots he hit on 16, that was the one, the par 5, where he could have hit it over there where Tiger hit it. He split the fairway.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he missed a little short putt, okay, for birdie. 18 hits it over the pin.
Ball game.
I mean, the kid is – I mean, when he gets
impressive.
A lead, he reminds you of Tiger. Yeah. When he gets a lead, you got to come get him because he ain't coming back to you.
So I just want to know, because you were going good deed, what you guys did. That was a great story, what you guys did.
Good family.
And then at the end, I could see it coming around to a little Tiger. A little Tiger. I just see it coming back to a little Tiger. That's all I wanted to know to make sure.
If there was anyone else making a run on Sunday, you wouldn't have been listening to it on the radio.
I'm a big
Tiger
George,
moves the
I'm
needle,
a,
though,
I'm
right?
A, yeah, well, I mean, I think I heard it on QAM yesterday, but it was – I shouldn't say surprising, but the fact that from last year when he didn't play on Saturday, the ratings were up 54%, and then I heard the ratings on Sunday –
yeah,
we're up 69%.
Yep. Right.
And it just shows you the charisma that the guy has. I mean, if LeBron James is playing somehow or another, the TV goes on. When Kobe was playing, the TV goes on.
That's
okay?
True. Yep.
I ain't gonna talk about football because I don't like talking about them other quarterbacks. You get Dan Marino playing.
That's good enough.
The TV
ratings
went up. I mean, it's just something about having that guy that everybody knows that they're going to perform and perform at a high level.
But just so you know, because you don't know this, but not going to watch golf no matter what. He got a little spare time.
Golf junkie.
I love the game of golf, you know. I mean.
He's good.
Ironically. No,
what's your handicap?
I'm great.
What's your handicap?
Compared to Joe, I'm great.
Well,
hey, man. Everybody's great.
Wait a minute. We're on radio. I can't be telling y'all that. I can't.
Come close.
That'll hurt me when
come
I go.
Come close.
I'm a single digit.
Okay. That's good enough.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
I just
asked. But you know, a true story. When I left football, the thing that I miss most.
Club Inferno.
Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday. I miss competing. When I couldn't compete, it was driving me insane. And then golf became that vehicle where I could get that same charge of going mano a mano against somebody and playing for a little scratch, you know. And I actually start playing a lot of money tournaments just so, you know, I can get that fuel,
yep.
You know.
Oh, no, Nat doesn't mind like a little cash next to every swing. Hey, before we let you go, this guy asked me about the Inferno.
Nat knows that. Every time I see that, I say that.
It was a good run.
Are we going to resurrect it?
How long did that run go where you were able to double your football money? How long did that run last?
We did it for about 9-10 years.
That was a long run, man.
Well, you know the difference, Joe. We started small. We started with an occupant's license of 230, 240. Knocked the walls out. Went to 360, 380. Knocked the walls out. By the time we got out of there, our occupancy license was somewhere north of 600.
Wow.
And on Saturday nights when we had the big shows, we were doing 1,700. So
jeez,
we were just thankful the fire marshal didn't come around.
Yeah.
We just opened the doors, said to put the police on the door so nobody came in or out. That wasn't supposed to be in there.
I was there for your 30th birthday at the Inferno.
Oh, yeah.
It was a beautiful night, one of the greatest nights of my life.
I
don't know how I got home.
Joe, I wonder about you all the time.
It's nothing new.
I mean,
now you're like his guardian angel. You know that, right?
Oh, no. Nat's been.
I know.
Nat,
I heard
always
the stories.
Look out for me since I was a young age.
I've heard the stories.
He still tries to keep me out of trouble. Nat, thank you, man.
No, thank you guys.
Thanks
for all
coming
you
on.
Do, man.
Appreciate it. We'll see you.
It's fun.
We'll see you tomorrow as we take off for Charlotte.
Best guess. I catch one or no? One out of three. Zero. No, you can say it. We're on the radio. You got to say it.
I don't want people to know I talk that bad about you.
Yeah. All right. That's Nat Moore, Dolphin Senior Vice President, my biggest fan, leader of the Zach Grant.
Yeah, no, he thinks you're in good shape.
Nat Moore joining us. Remember, all guests appear on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Radio.com.
Our training camp broadcasts are sponsored by H&H Jewels and Coconut Grove. Visit them to experience the H&H difference or discover them at hhjewels.com. By Mental Law Firm, 100% dedicated to your financial recovery. Fighting the insurance company is worth it. And by Lexus of North Miami, always an amazing deal.
All right, well, last day of camp. Open to us, and I guess the fans as well, as they'll shut it down, and camp will officially be over after today, and veteran players will move out of the hotel, and rookies will stay till this thing's over, try to figure out who's going to be on the team and who's not going to be on the team or who might be moving to another team. So, and right now, Hollywood, I want to let you know that Zach's sitting here watching the punt team and punt return team and trying to figure out. He's kind of taking a look at it and watching these guys. A lot
watching
of these
the angles.
Footballs landed in front of these guys, and Amendola, that one, get in front of him. And I was like, oh, yeah, see? Like, he couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to
let those go. If he can't get to it, there's just zero chance of me getting to it.
But we already know the jugs machine, which is already warming up there in the end zone, is going to be there today. And, of course, Zach's been hearing from everybody.
Everybody.
Everyone's got an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion on the punt. So
we'll see. We'll know today.
It hasn't been.
We'll know in about an hour.
Hasn't been real positive for Zach.
No, I'd rather it like that. I don't want everyone to think I can do it.
Been a real good sport about it, though.
Yeah, I'm excited. No one anticipates me catching any of them. So if I go 0 for 3, that's just what was going to happen. I go 1 for 3 somehow.
Well, let me just say this before you decide to go 1 for 3.
Yeah.
If you look bad for 0 for 3.
Yep.
Is there such thing, Hollywood, can he look good if he goes 0 for 3 where he just barely misses them, like he has them and they just drop out of his hand at the last second?
Joe, I don't even think he'd catch like a 20-yard pass if someone's just throwing it at him.
Wow. Okay. I like that,
he'd
too.
He'd catch a 20-yard
pass.
That's good.
Hollywood talks a lot of crap being back in the booth, man. He raced a dude that fell.
Well, when you're on top of the mountain, you can look down on people like you.
Right over there, man. Leave him
like,
alone.
You raced a dude that fell.
You guys see Slomar?
Yeah, he is right here. Yeah. He's near us.
Yeah.
Well, he's near us.
Anyway, hey, let's check in on we got a little bit of time for the text machine. Check in on it today before we say goodbye to camp, back in the studio tomorrow morning. What do you got coming in?
All right. Let's see what we got in here first. Oh, someone's asking about the running back. Oh, there's actually an actual football question here. Sonoris Perry, what do you think about his chances of making this team?
I think it's really good, actually. I think he's in really, really good shape. He's got he's talking to coaches. They really like him. He ran hard, really good on special teams. They talked about how much he's improved. I think he's in really good shape. Got to keep playing well, but he's going to get a lot of carries off of what he did last week. I think he gets a lot more carries. Kenyon Drake's going to have limited carries. We already know Frank Gore, if gets any at all, won't be – I mean, he won't be getting too many touches, so it goes to the next two guys up.
Here we go. Here's one. Someone's got an idea for me today inside the punt challenge. A loophole they found. What about carrying Jakeem Grant on my chest inside Maddie's baby harness, and he can catch it for me? I didn't think about that. I should have thought about it before today. I could have used that today. Probably would have went with Amendola, though, not Jakeem Grant.
I don't know.
Yeah. Someone said, enough with the Dolphin stuff today. We want to hear more Inferno stories. I was trying with Nat. These two are hogging it. I was trying to get more Inferno stories out. Listen, I got one at the end.
Listen, man, there's been a lot of guys that did real well at the Inferno. That was he had that thing. It was place to go.
I heard it. I heard him.
He had Dolphin guys going there, guys from other teams going there. It was a hell of a place. Somebody was doing some serious recruiting of women in that place, too. They had – it seemed to be – it felt like 3-1 or 4-1 women to men in there.
Someone asked, was that the punt machine warming up behind Coach Burke in the audio? Yeah, I heard that. That's the only thing I could hear when Burke was talking. In the back of Matt Burke's quotes that we played today, it sounded like someone was catching it off the machine.
Yeah, when it
– I could hear that. Now, that's what I was thinking
about. You can hear that, and when that thing launches, you can hear that, and then you're right. Guy catching it.
Yep. There's a lot of Urban stuff in here as well. My other question is, as you've already alluded to, Urban has been with Coach Smith for some time and has experienced problems. Don't you think that Coach Smith might have been more scrutinized than the other coaches because he was with him for so long? No, I think that if news came out about Coach Smith, he'd have to do something about it, because everyone knows nowadays when news comes out, you can't just kind of put it in a box and not have anyone else know about it, especially if a guy gets a DUI or arrested. You know that's going to happen. Chances of Urban not knowing as much about that is Zach catching one of those balls. Okay, thanks, sir, for that. That wasn't very nice. You know what? When you catch it, Zach, make – I don't want to say this word – BS Hollywood buy the Anthony's lunch. I might do that. There is no bet here. Nat asked if there was any bet. There's no bet.
You sure didn't we bet. Didn't make a bet?
Did we? Oh, no, if we did, that's fine, because I know Hollywood. I didn't put anything on
Joe did make a bet. Yes, you did, Joe.
Thank you, Hollywood. Is this going to go in my favor if I catch it? What's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, if you catch one, Joe has to buy the entire show lunch for, I think, a month.
Well, the show? Wait
a month.
No, I don't want the show involved.
How'd you go month?
It's me and Ashley and Matt.
Well, you did promise the entire show lunch. And no, right. Zach, you can't bring your wife. It's a guy's day out.
All right. That's fine. I'm actually okay with that.
Why would you bring the wife? Didn't your wife say you're not allowed back home if you don't catch one?
No, if I get hurt.
Oh.
If something happens and I get hurt today.
Oh, God, Hollywood.
Well, that's a likely outcome.
Hollywood, yeah. you are too much. Don't worry. We're going to get video of everything, Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
Can we have, like, a moment of honesty, though? Like, I want Zach to tell people how afraid he really is right now.
This
is an honest show.
Okay, I'll be 100% honest. I was scared to death until this morning because the anticipation for this is worse than actually doing it, I think. Thinking about it all week. If I could go out there right now and get it done, I'd like to just get it done. Whether I catch it or not, I don't care.
So you're anxious about it?
I'm anxious, yes. I want to get this over with. I want to try to catch one. I have a lot of people that are texting me, and I just want to get this over with at this point. I'm already sweating thinking about it, so I don't know if that's my anxious or being afraid.
Honestly, if Zach was to be honest, he's wishing he had a race with Armando Salguero or something in a 40 right now.
No, because let me tell you something. When it comes to the race, I ain't winning any of that. I got no shot. I don't care who you put against me. I have a shot of this ball hitting me in the chest and me falling on my ass and maybe catching it.
You so much want to just stand in one position.
And catch it, yes.
And pray that one literally finds you don't find it.
Correct. Someone asked if I peed on myself yet. No chance. Does Zach have to wear a helmet? I don't believe so, but that's Jason Jenkins throws about 5 wrinkles in it every day, so we'll see what happens with that.
I would recommend you not wear a helmet.
I don't know if I want to wear a helmet. I'm not going to be seeing it. It hits me right in the face.
Yeah.
Wear a cup. I don't have a cup to wear. Should I wear a cup?
I hate to break it to everybody. Yeah. Nobody wears a cup in football.
Okay. That's it.
I always that comes up, and I always go, I hate to be the one to tell you, nobody wears a cup in football.
Okay.
There's not much there to protect anyway. He'll be fine.
Wow. This guy talks a lot, man, back in the booth. This guy beat a guy who fell down in a race.
He's on a roll.
Yep, he is
on a roll. He's changed ever since he beat Omar in that race.
Oh, yes.
No question.
Oh, just wait to see if, God forbid, for his sake, I catch one of these punts. His race is going to be nothing. It's like not even the main event. Someone wanted to see if we asked Charles earlier in the show if he was going to watch me catching punts. I hope all the players actually go in for not just lunch, but like meetings in the auditorium. Because if they're there for lunch,
they're
going to see me.
They're going to see it, but they're going to have everybody off the field.
Yeah, that's what
they have to have everybody off the field.
Adam Gase too, right? He's not going to be out there, right?
I don't want. No, he'll be gone. There. He goes in right away.
I think the last thing
he wants to do is stay out.
And it's the last thing I want to do is have him out there. Zach, if you catch it, you should make Hollywood do it next. That's a possibility.
No, wait a second. No, because nobody else said they could do it. You said you
could
do it.
Hollywood said he can catch two out of three.
No, I know I could do it. Yeah. I just think it would be more fun to see Zach do it because he's not an athlete.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. So now you're some kind of athlete?
Yep. Here we go.
Yes, I am.
When did you decide to?
I'm the fastest man in radio, Joe.
Oh, my God.
It's not saying much, but I am the fastest man in radio.
So Channing doesn't count.
I don't even think you're the fastest guy on the show.
Channing doesn't count until he steps up and races.
I think
races
you beat
me.
You in a race.
Now you're going to talk trash because Channing's not around.
Yeah. Wow.
Channing will race you, but he would bet you, and then you wouldn't want to have anything to do with it when it wouldn't just be a little friendly bet.
I think he would be nervous because he doesn't want to lose to me.
Channing's not worried about losing to you in a 40. Yeah.
Why don't you call Omar over, ask him about the backlash, losing to me?
Dude, he fell.
He still lost. He's gotten crushed for it for months now.
You know what? I know it's almost time to go when Hollywood's sitting in the studio talking trash.
Yeah. Another one that came in, wouldn't be surprised if video of Zach trying to catch a ball ends up on America's Funniest Home Videos. Be 100% honest, if there's cash involved, I don't mind that. At this point, I'm going to need a GoFundMe.
I'm just listening to you. You go ahead. You carry on. Anything you want to say about it, you go ahead.
If the point of that football hits you in the chest, Zach, don't worry. I'm sure there's an urgent care close by. There is, right down the street.
Right across the street. Yeah.
I checked already.
You're exactly right. Yeah. You're close to it, right?
Yeah, right across the street. Yeah. Hollywood is an athletic ass clown. Correct. Good text, sir.
Athletic?
Yeah.
I've been around Hollywood for a while. The word athletic has never popped up. Smart ass, yes.
Yeah. Ass clown.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, you about ready to turn things over?
Go
ahead. You got one more you want to
go? No, I don't want to read it anymore.
Now you got to turn it over to a real athlete.
There you go. Now you can take
shots
at Big O.
Too. Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Big O's.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks
That's
today.
Right. Liner was right. Good job, Danny.
It's a good start right there. Yeah. This is going to do it from Dolphins training camp. We'll
kinda
be back
sad.
In the studio.
Camp's over.
I would have been here yesterday if I'd known the other guys weren't coming.
If we would have known, our boss should have told us right out there.
Yeah, he didn't know. I asked him this morning. He
didn't
know.
You focus up, Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, we're going to say goodbye here from Dolphins training camp. The Big O Show from Twin Peaks is coming up next. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.